people. The great ones are white. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Morning Woodruff. I am Earl. This is Travis.
How's it going, folks?
All right. Hey, it's a beautiful Tuesday morning here in NW. And how you doing out there in Las Vegas?
Good. It's starting to get warm.
Yeah. Not here. Nope.
I thought you said it was warm last week.
It was, but then it cooled down to 36 degrees in the morning and 62 in the evening. And
Yeah.
So
that's fun.
But we did have a beautiful Easter. Easter was, Easter was 72 degrees.
Did you guys do anything?
I made a ham, mashed potatoes, stovetop stuffing, and a cake.
That sounds good.
Ice cream. Yeah, it was good. It was a good meal. Only day that I baked the ham that it was 72 degrees. So yeah, so the house was nice and warm. Awesome.
Yeah.
But what'd you do? Did you have a good Easter?
Yeah, mom hid some eggs for me, and I worked, and then when I got off work, I came home. We had a good dinner. As I'm New York steaks.
Oh.
And corn, and her cousin Colleen came over.
Sounds wonderful. Very good.
Yeah, it was good.
All right. Good for you. It's awesome.
It's not like a big happening when it was like when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Funny story is, I found out about the Santa with the Easter Bunny. It was like a double dick punch.
Hey, what happened?
We're on vacation, and we came out here on vacation
to Vegas.
We stayed, and we went out to breakfast, and then came back to breakfast, and there was an Easter basket in the hotel room. And I go, "Oh my God, Santa came!" Or not Santa, the Easter Bunny
on my
came.
Face.
And I go, "Wait a minute.
How did the Easter Bunny know?
Yeah, how did he know where I stayed?" So yeah, that's how I found out.
And also, you were 15, so
yeah.
It also helps. Your detection skills were fully formed.
Yeah. I was like a modern day Batman.
Yeah, I was like nine, and Dad bought this ATV from Roy, and like I thought Santa got it for me. We went to ride it, and Dad's telling all the guys, like, "Yeah, Roy sold me this piece of shit. Roy sold me this piece of shit." And so on the way home, I'm like, "Dad, there's no Santa Claus, is there?" Like, no. I'm like, oh,
make a stand. Like,
and the Easter Bunny, and he's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Tooth Fairy?" I'm like, "Yeah." Like, let me out of the car. I jumped out.
But luckily, you were at a Jack in the Box.
Drive-through. Yeah, so I had sustenance. Keep me alive.
Well, I suppose I found out when I was like five.
Oh, no. I don't know. That, you're...
I can't believe you were nine.
Yeah, well, I had Lene and Mom, like, Lene found out when she was like four, so they really kept it going for me.
Hmm. Oh, that's good.
And then I kept it going for you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
And yeah,
staying up late putting together turtle hockey, only to find out that there was no puck.
Hockey puck.
Yeah, we had to use
chess
pieces, checker pieces.
Yeah, it's crazy. Good times.
It was
good times. Did you do anything else this week here or no?
No. No, all I did was cook, and like, because we had all the kids, we had three girls here, and me and Rebecca, so I was either mowing or cooking.
I'm surprised you didn't see any movies.
No, I didn't see any movies. I wanted to see either Mario or John Wick or something.
I heard Mario was really good.
Yeah, I was told some guys went and saw it, and they said it's a lot of fun, and it has a callback to like a lot of the games, and it's really good.
Yeah, one of my buddies was telling me, he's like, it's not your stereotypical Mario.
Yeah, actually good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's good.
And it has, like, Easter eggs from other games in it. So.
Well, I think they're talking to the creator of Mario. He said, don't expect a sequel too soon.
Well, they're already talking sequel. Jack Black announced today that he wants Wario to be played by Pedro Pascal.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
I think Pedro Pascal would be a good Waluigi.
Yeah.
I think you have to go with somebody more Hispanic, like Luis Guzman. Is Wario?
Oh, come over here, Wario. I'm going to win.
No, I didn't say Sofia Vergara.
Oh, come over here. My name is Wario. I'm going to win. It's fun. Go tell your dad. Mario, I'm going to sit on your face.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Not like that, you dirty. I'm going to give you a mustache ride. Woo-hoo!
What if they had him?
Oh, hey! I'm Wario, okay? You know, hey, Viva La Raza!
Again, hey. Cheech Marin.
Same thing. Lopez ripped off Cheech. And Mencia ripped off Lopez. It all comes back to Cheech.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, so I didn't see it. Did you see any movies this weekend?
No. I did a whole bunch of nothing.
Oh. Huh?
I think I did some yard work. That's about it.
Yeah, me too. Did you mow? Oh, no, you don't have to mow.
No. I had full weeds, though.
Yeah. Did you get the weed eater out?
No.
Oh. Did you get out your blower?
No.
How do I have all this shit? Oh, that's because I got grass. That's what.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a lot of grass. I got more grass than Cheech. Thank you.
Cool. Okay.
Let's get the news.
Want to get the news? Let's get the news.
It's the news. In the news. Good.
Well, this first one's not really that much news yet. Did you see the new Evil Dead trailer?
Yes, I did.
That looks really good.
Yes, it does.
I don't know how it's going to connect to the Evil Dead that came out in 2013, or is it going to be its own thing? Or
it's kind of its own thing. It's like a whole different house, different Necronomicon.
Yeah,
all new, all different, all the same.
As much as I love Bruce Campbell, yeah, I think they need to do like their own separate thing.
I think they did with this. Is he in it?
I don't think so.
I know he's pushing it.
Yeah,
but he's not. I don't think he's doing anything.
Else. Did you watch Asher versus the Evil Dead? It was on Stars.
No, because nobody gets stars.
Oh, well, that is true. But that was a really good show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Turns out, Bruce Campbell is a way better actor than I give him credit for.
Yeah. Well, that's good. No one really gave him any credit anyway. No, I saw that it was like super bloody and like a lot of fun, but I never saw it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely, I thought, like a 7 out of 10.
Oh.
Show wise.
All right. Okay. 7 out of 10. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see the Evil Dead. Comes out, what, the 18th or something?
Yeah.
But yeah,
Bren Phil comes out this week.
What comes out?
Bren Phil.
Oh shit, that's right. I'm running behind.
And then the 18th is Evil Dead. And then something else comes out. I forgot what else. But then, of course, in May, Guardians of the Galaxy comes out.
It's gonna be May.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, it's coming up so quickly. You know, it's gonna be May before you know it. Yeah, in a couple of weeks, I think you and I are gonna be doing a podcast together.
The boys are doing a cock cast.
We're gonna cast our cocks.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks, Earl's gonna be out visiting, so it's actually gonna be a face to face show.
That's right.
It's gonna be tip.
Bumping tips.
Yeah,
that's right.
Bumping tips with Brian Johnson.
Ooh, in the flesh.
Speaking of trailers, did you also see the new Indiana Jones trailer?
I did not. I was kind of looking for it, but I didn't see it.
Oh, I cannot believe you did not see that. It looks so good. They have a whole bunch of new shots of that when he's younger. And
I'm definitely going to check it out, but I was so busy over the weekend and then having to go to work on Monday. It was just too much.
Going to the Home Depot. I don't know if we're going to have time.
We didn't. We ran out of time. We did go to the Home Depot, but we did run out of time.
But the new indie trailer looks amazing. I wish Short Round would show up, but I don't think he's going to. But
no, he's been everywhere all at once. He's not going to show up.
I just wonder what Harrison Ford would think of him not showing up.
Hey, Shorty, get our stuff. We're going to have to go one more time. And speaking of time, we're going to go into the time of destiny or some shit. Like, what was that? Holy shit. Short Round. We got to get out of here. Don't touch anything.
Anything. But they do make mention of Temple of Doom in the trailer.
Whatever you do, don't go to the Temple of Doom. It's not as popular as the Holy Grail.
No, it's not quite. He doesn't say that, but yeah, it's good.
I'm going to shove three stones up your ass. Very similar to the same three stones that we recovered from the Temple of Doom.
No, he doesn't say that either, but yeah, yeah. When you hear it, you'll be like, oh, that's cute.
Okay. All right.
And then more Mads Mikkelsen,
yeah.
Yeah. He looks amazing. You see more him.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
Yeah, it's like, well, let's save that for, I got another piece of news and we'll get to that.
Okay.
Did you hear they are making Moana?
I did. I saw that there was a special announcement made by none other than Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson. Did you see it?
Dwayne the Cock.
Dwayne the Cock. He stepped out and he said, "Hi, I'm Dwayne Johnson, and we're going to be making magic with turning an animated classic, Moana, into a live action. But where are they going to get a good-looking man to play Maui? It's going to be me. And where can we get somebody to play the chicken Hee-Hee? Here's my dick. My dick's going to play Hee-Hee." Of course, you know, they're going to have to digitally shrink it to make it, you know, chicken size. But we'll be the Rock and Cock connection.
Ew.
But also, using Maui's giant hook, that's also my cock. My cock is playing like four characters in the movie. My cock is also playing the mountain.
A guy from Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Well,
just a weird place to show up.
He really said Disney classic, though?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe he did. No, I think he did.
I was like, I would consider it a classic.
He considers it a classic.
Yeah. Well, it's because he was in it.
That's exactly right. But I believe he did call it a classic. But look, more people are going to go see Moana than the new Little Mermaid remake.
Yeah.
All right.
More people are going to go see that than they saw Black Adam.
Oh, I thought that was the same thing.
Yeah.
How not? Black Ariel? What? I don't know.
Black Ariel.
Black Ariel takes on Black Adam. I can't tell. Mm. I don't know. So racist.
I mean, okay. How would people feel if, I was about to say, if they did remake Mulan, but they already did that.
Yeah.
They remake Mulan and they put a black actress as Mulan.
Well,
people lose their shit.
Well, I can't wait until they come out with a remake of Black Panther. And the lead is Robert Downey Jr.
You know who I am.
I saw that somewhere. Did you send that to me?
Which one?
The one
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, it was they were going to film Black Panther but with Chadwick Boseman gone, they were trying to find an actor to fill his shoes.
Oh, yeah. It's
Robert Downey Jr. from
Tropic Thunder. There's these things going around where they deep fake Arnold Schwarzenegger's face. Have you seen the Tropic Thunder one?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. Those are a lot of fun. Yeah. A lot of people, too much time on their hands.
Yeah, too much time. So, are you underwater?
Hey, I'm skipping the coffee this morning. I'm going directly to vodka.
Okay. So, say you're with a girl. She starts getting a little freaky.
Right.
And then she starts going towards your crotch region.
Sure.
And then she goes, "Nah, I don't want to do this." You know what you say?
What?
Hey, freak show! You're going nowhere! I got you for 3 minutes! 3 minutes of lead time!
That's right. I got you for 3 minutes of lead time. You're not going anywhere. I bricked up the walls before you got here.
You ready?
You want to play the rape game?
No.
That's the spirit. God. Well, it's time with the genius. It is, my friend. It's time for the Marvel BJ. We'll give you all the news in the MCUs, and then we'll be on our way. We got the Savage Hulk and the Mighty Thor, and when I get done, my mouth will be sore. Here it is, and here it comes. This is the Marvel BJ.
That was good.
Thank you.
So they've started shooting Wonder Man.
Yes.
Either this week or last week.
Yeah. Are you psyched? Are you interested? Are you?
I would be if I knew who the hell was playing Wonder Man. I know it's a black guy.
It is a black guy. But... And I guess it's not a big deal. You know, people are going to like shit on it or whatever. Like in this case, it doesn't matter that Wonder Man's a black guy for casting. If it was Captain America and it wasn't Falcon, we'd probably have a big deal. If it was Iron Man and it wasn't Rhodey, we'd probably have a big deal. But because, you know, it's not like Ariel or Tinkerbell being switched. It's a character you hardly know anyway, you know. And so it's not going to make a difference whether he's black or white. He's going to be Wonder Man. And Wonder Man is supposed to be, you know, just a narcissistic actor. And he thinks he's so great that he becomes a Hollywood stuntman. Because he can take a pounding and keep going. So, you know, not a big deal. But and it might be a lot of fun. It might be really good. And hopefully it doesn't suck. Because if it does, you know.
Yeah, we're definitely going to hear about it.
But yeah, well, and people are probably going to complain mostly because here's another actor that they've, you know, another character that they've made black, you know, instead of using a lot of the other, you know, you could take Mike Coulter, Luke Cage.
Yeah.
And you can make a Luke Cage movie. And if you wanted to throw in Jessica Jones and even
Iron Fist.
The new Iron Fist. You know what I mean? Like if you could take those three, like you could create a new Defenders movie and people would probably go and see it. But instead of doing that, no, let's just go ahead and make Wonder Man for some god awful reason.
Well, the thing that I'm looking forward to the most is that Trevor Slattery is coming back.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's going to be in Wonder Man?
Yeah.
That's perfect, because they're both actors. Actors, yes.
Wait, are you telling me when you see Planet of the Apes, you...
Yeah, that's all. If they could teach those monkeys to act, what about me?
Thank you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's the most... Him come back for the show. Like, that's what I'm super stoked about.
Yeah, that'll be good. Because it was a lot of fun to see him return in Shang-Chi. But then now you get to see him, you know, back to being an actor.
Yeah. And... Actor, yes. You know how a couple of episodes ago I said they're going to do Rogers the Musical?
Yeah.
Well, it's got a release date. Or release month, not the day yet.
It's What's the release month?
It's going to be opening in June.
Oh, I should have waited.
Yeah.
You and I could have drove down, hit the park for a day.
Could have seen Avengers Campus.
Oh, how great would that have been?
Mm-hmm.
We could have did that all day.
Could have had Valerie sign us in.
Hopefully, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
But, you know, it might be a hit, and they might have it back all the time. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to record it, and they'll probably have it on Disney Plus.
Probably. That's not a bad idea, is to record it and put it on. That's actually not. That's a really good idea.
Even though it might be 45 minutes, half an hour long.
Well, Disney Plus has a show on them building two new ships. I think one's the Fantasy or something like that. If you get a chance, it shows them building the ships in Germany and how they put them together and how they build them. And it's so cool, especially taking a cruise on one of those ships and seeing how it was all put together. It's really fascinating. So, so it's just it's a cool little show. It's about, I don't know, a little over an hour, I think. But there's some really cool stuff on Disney Plus. So
there's really so much content on Disney Plus,
yeah, that
I would love to watch, but I never do.
Like the other day, I watched the New Mutants again, and yeah, wasn't as bad as I thought. And I watched the Age of Apocalypse, and I forgot about the scene where Weapon X gets unleashed, and that was really cool. So.
Yeah. All I get and think is every time I see that movie, this is how Professor X lost his hair.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, there was something else. It just Apocalypse looked so bad.
Yeah. Well, like, Apocalypse is not 5'9". Apocalypse is a big dude.
Yeah, like Kevin Nash, you know? Oh, okay. So speaking of Kevin Nash, somebody on set was telling a story. Thomas Jane was fighting Kevin Nash, and the knife they were using, it was a prop knife, but it backfired. And Thomas Jane really stabbed Kevin Nash for real with a piece of that knife. And And Kevin Nash just like shrugged it off. And somebody was like, it showed me that this guy was a badass in real life and in fake life.
But of course they probably don't have that scene, they don't have that part in the movie.
Yeah, he does. He stabs him in the chest.
Oh, and that was the cut where he had that knife.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a badass.
That's a badass. That's a badass.
That was actually that was probably the best part about that movie.
It was. It was. And Kevin Nash was telling the story about how he was wrestling. I think he was in WCW or something, or before he went to WCW. I'm not sure. But they asked him to play Super Shredder, and he came in, and he made more money for that movie than he made wrestling for, like, the last 3 years. So he was like, yeah, that movie actually paid for my house and all this other stuff. So,
yeah, it was good in that, too.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Ninja Turtle movies back then were really fun. Did you see the preview for the new one?
Yeah.
Where?
It doesn't look bad.
No, it doesn't look bad. They took some liberties with April O'Neil. This hot smoke show reporter. Now she's a chubby black lesbian.
Yeah. Or where Raphael throws his side and Donatello's leg or what, something.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Gets him. But the crippled kid from Shazam is playing Mikey or somebody.
Not to get off the BJ this week, but no, is, you know, they're doing The Last Ronin as a video game.
Oh, that would be pretty good, right?
Yeah. I mean, you told me, you said Mikey was the last Ronin, right?
Oh, did I ruin it for you?
Yeah. Yeah, you told me this, like a year ago. I have mine like a sealed trap.
I didn't know they were going to make a video game. Otherwise, you could have played the game and found out that Mikey was the last Ronin. But yeah.
Now I just ruined it for all two of our listeners.
Yes. But the spirits of the other turtles show up during the game and guide you along your path.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Yeah.
And rounding out our news today, I didn't get a chance to watch it yet, but apparently there is a new trailer released for the Marvels. Just came out today.
Okay, well, shit, I'm going to check that out. Check that shit out.
Yeah, I ain't get a chance to look at it yet, so I don't know if it came out or is it coming out later today. But
it's supposed to come out Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so it came out just now, so we're going to be able to check that out.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Awesome. Me too, because I don't know what the hell it's going to be about.
Right, I mean, it's so early right now, but we never know. It's probably already out. But
yeah, I don't know. Like, everybody is crapping on Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania. So,
I thought it was great. I thought it was one of the better Marvel movies in a while since, you know, like Spider-Man. Strange, but. But okay, you know, I think people are just tired of seeing superhero movies, and I'm not.
Yeah.
Like,
well, like the like MODOK. I mean, I can see why people are mad, because MODOK is not going to be, it's not Darren Cross. He's a legit. He's his own person.
But honestly, I think it's better that he's Darren Cross, because now you get to see what happened to him. And it makes it better that it's all tied in and you get to see these characters again. So, you know, it's like, for me, MODOK doesn't have to be its own thing. He could be, you know, in the movies, he could be Darren Cross. It's funny because he's, you know, it's like he knows these characters. And in the quantum realm, like, it's something that's familiar, even though he's a total dickbag. You're like, oh, thank goodness, it's Darren Cross.
Yeah.
So, and then you get to watch him get his ass kicked again, which is even better.
Yeah. He's beat up by Scott Starter. Right?
Yeah, don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got anything for the BJ this week or no?
I got nothing for the BJ.
Okay. I think we're done with that. Zip up.
Now we're on our way. We talked to Tom T. Hulk and the Mighty Thor, and now we're done in our mountain store. This is it. That would probably be bad.
And rounding out this week's news.
Yes.
That Star Wars Day or Star Wars convention in London.
Yes.
And did you hear about the whole slew of movies that they announced?
Yes. And then cancel them. No, I'm just kidding.
I was about to say, really?
Well, they last year they announced a whole slew of movies and they did cancel them.
Hmm.
So this year they announced a whole different slew of movies, well, and they're probably going to keep them.
Yeah, they only announced like three.
Well, they announced that Taika Waititi was going to do a Star Wars show, and they canceled it. And they announced that Kevin Feige was going to produce a Star Wars show, and they canceled it. But this year, they announced that they are going to do another movie based on Rey and her continuation of creating, reestablishing the Jedi Order.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, it'll make up for the Last Jedi.
Well, they made a bunch of rides at Disneyland, and you got to make these things current. Yeah. Also, speaking of, they're going to they're creating new content for Star Tours, so you can have even more adventures, probably going through Mandalorian stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you'll probably be going through Mandalorian worlds on and the new Star Wars content for Star Tours.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Then they announced a Star Wars movie from set 25,000 years before.
Yes. When the Jedi Order was created.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's a good idea that I can get behind. And then they showed the Ahsoka trailer.
Yeah, did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, it looks so good. You got the Punisher, Ray Stevenson. Or what was the name in Thor?
Yeah, Ray. He was Volstagg.
Yeah, Volstagg. Yeah. Get him playing like a Sith.
Yeah. He looks badass.
Yeah, he looks really good. And then what I was talking about earlier, Mads Mikkelsen's brother Lars is playing General Thawne.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I saw the back of his head, and I knew that that was Thrawn, but I didn't know who was playing him.
Yeah, I had no idea either. I seen, they were like, oh, here's the actor, and I didn't pay no attention to it. And then I seen him, and I was like, holy shit, I think it's Mads Mikkelsen's brother. And yeah, it is.
Well, that's pretty neat. That's exciting. It's about time that you know, they're doing some exciting stuff with Star Wars, you know, especially now that, you know, a lot of people think that Marvel's petering out. So hopefully, you know, they can
Star Wars can take off some of that relief.
Hopefully, this poor broke Disney company can make some money. Although,
yeah,
maybe they need to have some more lesbian couples. But you got to show the scissoring. If you don't show the scissoring, there's no point. Yeah. There's no point.
No point.
Lesbian couples, if you don't show them, like, just scissoring it out on, like, you know, some barren field. So,
yeah,
it's the only way to show that they're really a couple, I think.
Yeah, if you don't, they win.
Just take 15 minutes for them to just smush their vaginas together. And, like, let's see it.
No.
All right.
If it was like Sophia Vergara smushing, I definitely watch that.
Well, yeah, it's her smushing with Ray.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. We got to restart the Jedi Order. It's fun.
I don't see how this is going to help.
It's helping me. Anyway, hello there.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, I think on The Mandalorian they showed what happened to General Grievous.
Did they?
Yeah, did you see Mandalorian went to the he went to swim in the lake Lake Minnetonka, and that guy beat him up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think General Grievous?
I think it was General Grievous, yeah.
Oh, nice. I didn't even know.
Like, they suspect that Obi-Wan, you know, killed him when he shot him in the chest or whatever in Attack of the Clones, but I figured, you know, this guy's a survivor.
Yeah, that would be cool. I did not even think that.
So I thought, oh, this is Grievous. He's still alive, that son of a bitch.
General Kenobi!
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, and then the third Star Wars movie is going to be by Dave Filoni.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a movie that brings like all the universes, like The Mandalorian, Ahsoka, and Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Can't bring them all together.
That's cool.
Yeah. Did you like the last episode of Mandalorian?
Yeah. A lot of people were like, oh, Jesus, it's Jack Black and Lizzo. But I was fine with it. I mean,
yeah, I was more Jack when Christopher Lloyd showed up.
Dude, that was a lot of fun. That was someone had a picture of him from Back to the Future who said, here's a man in a DeLorean, and they showed a picture of him, and here's a man on the Mandalorian.
That's fine.
Yeah.
See, I didn't, now I know that the mercenaries broke out Moff Gideon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they go, oh, we found some Beskar.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, okay.
Was it, what's her name? Was it,
No, it was Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
Yeah, her and the Italian guy.
Yeah. They broke out.
The good-looking Italian guy.
Yeah. Yeah, they broke out Moff Gideon, right?
Yeah. And well, that's where I think they're going.
Because they thought he had the Darksaber.
Yeah.
But he didn't have the Darksaber.
No.
No. Mando had the Darksaber.
Bo-Katan had all the time.
And it looks like they're going to, you know, for the season finale, they're going to have IG-11 hooked back up, ready to go.
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
That'll be cool.
Do you got anything else?
Except last week when we were talking about people who have died.
Mm-hmm.
Fred the Elephant Boy passed away.
Oh.
And Fred the Elephant Boy was a...
Yeah, you might want to explain that because there's no way going to know who the hell all that is.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, which I couldn't imagine anybody knowing except for us, is that Fred the Elephant Boy was a whack packer on a once famous radio show called The Howard Stern Show, which neither one of those things are relevant anymore, radio or Howard Stern. Hard to believe, right? So back when Howard Stern was funny, he wasn't hiding in his basement because he's still afraid of COVID. He still hasn't really left the house. It's true. It's crazy. He still does his show from home because he's afraid to leave the house because of COVID. Anyhow, he had these whackpackers on his show. And the whackpackers were people that either looked funny or talked funny. And Fred talked like this. And so they called him the Elephant Boy because he wasn't quite an elephant man. He was in his early 20s when he started with the show. And now he died, and he was in his mid-60s, I believe. So I'm not sure what got him, but something got him. And
definitely wasn't COVID.
No, it wasn't COVID, but a big bucket of win for Fred the Elephant Boy. One of my favorite bits was the Christmas Carol. And it was one of the ghosts was like, "I'm the ghost, speak impediment future." Oh, what? "I'm the ghost of speak impediment future." Oh, what? Scrooge finally realized there was someone more pathetic than himself. They sang into the night. "So I sing in my lore. Kumbaya, so I sing in my yore. Kumbaya, so I sing in my yore. Kumbaya, oh Lord, kumbaya, kumbaya. Merry Christmas, heaven." That was Fred the Elephant Boy. Big bucket of wind.
That's it. You want to take us out?
Yep. All right, everybody. Hey, thanks for joining us for this another edition of Morning Wood. If you catch us here every Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock, you probably found us on Spotify using the Anchor app. And you could also find us on Apple Music. Maybe. You could also find us on YouTube. You can find us on TikTok. You can find us on Facebook. If you see us on Facebook, like us, subscribe to us, and tell your friends. If you don't have any friends, go make some. Until next time, enjoy your coffee and be good to each other.
Bye, guys.